Short Breaks Saturdays are supported by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email kelvin.curry@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4P's section on our website.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts, a podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about amazing animals, some of which you may have never even heard of. Don't buzz off, as I've got just the animal with plenty of bewildering facts, that being the bumblebee. So settle down and let the hive mind of animal knowledge speak for you. It's time to roll out the facts. The bumblebee is an interesting insect, well known for its pudgy petite body with black and yellow stripes to go with it. Unlike honeybees, these fuzzy buzzy balls are extra fluffy, and for good reason. It helps them to stay warm during the winter, while also allowing them to beam up any pollen like a living Velcro tennis ball. They may look cute, but their methods of collecting pollen are anything but. Once they've spotted a flower, they'll latch onto the plant and begin vibrating their flight muscles, shaking the carnation in tarnation, forcing it to release pollen. They may be small, but these bumbles are always ready to rumble. And that's especially the case if they want to sting you. Well, at least if they're female, because only queens and workers possess stingers. Even then, your chances of getting stung are behemothly low, unless you threaten them or their nest. You'll be fine. And did you know that for a long time, scientists believed that bees shouldn't be able to fly according to simple aerodynamics? After all, the wings are too small to get their fat little bodies off the ground. Bumblebees, of course, fly anyway, because bumblebees don't care what humans think is impossible. They do this by flapping their wings ridiculously fast and creating tiny whirlwinds, which pushes them along. Small they may be, but their brains are anything but. It's highly debated that bees are the smartest insects on the planet, thanks to their complex forms of communication, advanced navigation skills, and the ability to solve problems. No, they can't solve your maths homework for you, but they can solve the riddle of which flowers give the best nectar based on their patterns. And bumblebees are extremely important for the environment as well. As being perfectionist pollinators, they help to fertilise berries, tomatoes, peppers, and wildflowers. Without them, many ecosystems and vegetarians would struggle. And for all the bumblebees that you see, you can thank Her Majesty for being so buzzy, producing all the humble bumbles in the colony, which can sometimes be up to 600 individuals over the course of a single spring and summer. And she does the whole thing all by herself. Talk about a real queen. And one last little cute fact about these buzzy balls. Did you know that bumblebees occasionally fall asleep inside flowers after collecting nectar? That's kind of like waking up in a big bowl of food, which is deliciously adorable if you ask me. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in soon because I'll be back next time with another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts with some more fascinating facts about another amazing animal, I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.